Now, due to errors, before we actually neglected to go through two clubs. So it's not going to be quite alphabetical, but one of the clubs we forgot was Tottenham Hotspur, who we've actually mentioned pretty much every other thing, every other review. But yes, Tottenham Hotspur. Let's go. And they bought Song Heung-min, who is very highly rated at Leverkusen, one of the considered one of the best players in the league. I can imagine him doing very well at a club like Spurs. Clinton Nie from Lyon, similar and very good player in the French league. How soon they adapt, especially and also with Toby Alderweireld, how soon they adapt is going to be a key indicator for Spurs. But more importantly, I think Spurs got rid of a lot of their really crap players. Your players who really were at Spurs earning a wage and not contributing much. Your Eunice Kabuls, your Aaron Lennons, your Louis Holtbys, Etienne Capoues, your Robert Soldados. Like, these players have finally. I mean, Paulinho probably is not a player they would have wanted to sell. And Soldado is a good player, but he just wasn't getting it at Spurs.
I think Paulinho is saying both of them are sold out, and Lennon as well, are all excellent players. But for some reason, especially the last couple of seasons, they just weren't firing. They weren't providing anything. They weren't really living up to what you would expect from them. As you say, in the end, it meant they were pretty much just gathering a wage and draining Spurs' finances without actually providing them with a benefit. So getting rid of them is probably not a bad move. I don't know whether their buyers have really replaced that,
Well, we know
but.
that they're solid in their defense now. They've got a good partner for Vertonghen, and so that's done. But I don't think they have a good central midfielder. They really needed one, and they really, really needed a striker. They tried really hard to get Saido Berino, which was not going to happen, unfortunately. And they're very going to be very, very reliant on Harry Kane, who is in his second season now with the Spurs. And there's always a players, young players always have a bad second season. It's called second season syndrome for a reason.
So yeah, I think you're right. I think they might struggle there. They really didn't need a striker. They needed someone to be whilst Pleno and Lennon weren't of late playing their best. They did need someone to replace that. You say they needed someone to back up Kane, whilst Kane's wonderful and excellent and he's continuing to do that so far. It is a second season. People have seen him already. When he's going to come against the big clubs, they're going to know what to do. They're going to not be as surprised. He's not going to be as effective. And as you say,
And then
second
when
season
he's
syndrome.
had two or three more seasons, Spurs will sell him to United or Real Madrid. That's what they
It's
do,
not meant to. Yeah, you just know it's going to happen.
right? But yes, I
Surprised it
think
hasn't happened already, really, but hey.
I feel like Spurs, given that they're competing with your Southamptons and your Swanseas and your the only club that they probably did better than is Everton. And Everton have far less money than Spurs do at their disposal.
I actually.
So I feel like they've done worse than Everton, given that they could spend more money, they had more money to spend and are actually a club that can attract better players than Everton can. And they have like a manager who is like well regarded and people want to play for. I'm gonna give Spurs a failing grade. I think maybe 4 out of 10.
Yeah, I would actually agree.
I think I'm being generous almost by giving them a 4 out of 10.
Yeah. In fact, a 3 is probably actually the better number because Spurs aspire to more. They don't aspire to be UEFA Cup
UEFA Cup spot. They
bottom.
want to be a Champions League
Yeah, and
team.
they
That
want
is.
to challenge for it, and they want to be that, and this is not giving them
No.
that. And it's not even close. I mean, they get good buys, they're going to have a good squad. You say there's obvious failures of not having another striker. They're reliant on one striker pretty much for all their goals. Their midfield is okay, but they've got rid of a couple of good potential players who had been playing well a few seasons ago and not recently, and haven't really replaced them with anybody that's going to provide the same sort of... And you just feel that that's not going to get them to fourth. They're not even going to look like fourth this season unless because they do something in January. And it's going to have to be something major. So, yeah, three. I'm actually going to drop them to three just because of that. I mean, they could... It pretty much means that there's certain players they have to buy in January. And they may be unlucky and have some bad injuries or bad form for some key players like Kane. And they're going to really struggle.
And finally, Watford, back in the Premiership, and have bought a few players to with that new Premiership money. Well, they got Etienne Capoue from Tottenham, and he's always been a bit inconsistent at Tottenham, but he could do better in Watford with lower pressure to succeed and not having such as big a price tag. So we they've bought a lot of players. They managed to get Kepo. They got Velon Barami from him from Hamburger. Stephen Berhuis from AZ Alkmaar, and so they've bought players here and there that have, that are pretty good. None of them, with other than Kepo, not much Premiership experience.
No.
So it'll be interesting to see how they do. They've gotten rid of their players from their Championship team that were never really going to do much for them in a Premiership campaign, which I think is good. It's a good piece of business because it opens up that wage gap, and those players don't need to spend a season being on the bench at Watford.
Oh, exactly.
And they're
not, as you say, they're not going to be able to contribute to meaningfully to a Premier League campaign. They'll be able to be there to be on the bench, come on, the fill in for injuries, but if you can get a couple of, you know, they got 3 million.
The only potential downside is they may have overstretched by having such a radical overhaul of their team.
Yeah.
Because pretty much the spine of the team that got them to the Premiership is not there. But they have replaced them with very capable players. So this is going to be a question of how well they gel.
Yes.
That's the only real downside I could see with their squad buying. And that could make a very big... That could play a very big role in them in a relegation battle. That is the only reason why I am not giving them a higher mark. But I think at least an 8 out of 10. Given how well they managed to replace with quality, it's outstanding.
I mean, yes, they got very good players. You're right. It's going to come down to how well the newly brought in players are going to work together and play as a team, as opposed to the team that got them there, which they've got rid of a reasonable amount of them. It's I'm sure there's not that much hard feelings. I mean, they might have wanted, some of those players might have felt they were owed it, but at the same time, if they were honest with themselves, they'd probably be like, this is the better way, we'll go play decent football, and we'll be playing consistent football. I'd say it's a decent, it is a very good buyings. It is a bit early to tell. I might just give them 7 just because there's that unknown factor. They're very good signings, but it could all fall apart, and it could all go badly for Watford. It's one of those things that give it a couple of months, and it's either you're going to look back and say that was outstanding business. They've done
and good value as well. They have not broken the bank to get their players either,
which is a very good part of it. Is that it's not like they've gone out and just trashed their bank account balance.
And well, it's partly because they have such a good. They've got that sister. They've got the partnership with Udinese and Granada in Spain, so they do get players from those clubs pretty much for free.
Yeah.
And so they've got some very good players from those clubs. And well, yeah, I except other than maybe overstretching it, they've taken a bit of a gamble, but it's a gamble. If it pays off, will pay off well. Like if this Watford team can stay in the Premiership this season and solidify next season, they are in the Premiership to stay.
Yes, I agree. It is a gamble, but it looks like it's a good gamble. I think I think it's not going to be one that's going to backfire too badly. It may, even if it takes a few months for them to gel together and actually pull together and be a team, it's still going to be good. It's just whether if that is that will be the downside, it's not like it's going to be an absolute shambles for the whole season.
Mm.
They will pull together. They will do good. This is a good squad. It just may be, the problem may be how far they fall before they pick themselves back up.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think, they don't seem to have shown themselves up for too bad so far in the first four games. Say they've got good players. I expect them to not have that sort of drastic fall and be quite competitive and to really be fighting hard to stay up.
So what would you rate them out of 10?
I think 7 out of 10.
So 7 out of 10? Okay.
A decent score for them.
Excellent. Well, so that was our summary and thoughts on all the teams, transfers and transfer windows. Not quite in alphabetical order, but entertaining enough, I hope, for all of you. But thank you very much for listening in, and we look forward to seeing you again.
See you next time.